You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. What do you do all day? This summer, when we were cruising the Bahamas, I got some questions about what a typical day at anchor is like. When most people dream of cruising, they tend to think of days being similar to what they are on a bareboat charter. In other words, a vacation, play. There is a certain amount of that, but there's also a certain amount of everyday life, and almost always, at least a little bit, repair or maintenance. No 2 days are ever identical, but a day at Shroud Key was fairly typical of days when we weren't underway or visiting a town. The previous day, we had said that we'd like to explore an old well in a nearby cove and take our dog Paz to the beach, and we had decided that the following day we wanted to move to Warderick Wells Key, about 20 miles away. At 7:30, I get up and check email with the tiny little bit of cell phone coverage we have. More often, we have decent internet via the cell phone, and I can check in on the blog and post pictures on Facebook. Not that day. I double-check that the camera and handheld VHF did get plugged in to charge last night, and they're ready to go. At 8 o'clock, weather comes on the VHF, and I listen and make notes while Dave and dog Paz wake up. While Paz is still half asleep, we do a little bit of dog grooming. At 8:30, Dave lowers the dinghy, checks the gas in it, adds a little bit more, and then he makes the bed and vacuums the carpets and settees while I fix breakfast and do other cleaning as I wait for the coffee water. Oops! Partway through cooking, the fresh water pump won't turn on. We do some quick checks to make sure it's nothing simple like a flipped circuit breaker. Nope. It's going to take more troubleshooting to determine if it's electrical, the pump motor, or just the pressure switch. Good news, though. We have plenty of water in our water dispenser and also in a jerry can, so we can go explore this morning and then deal with the pump this afternoon when it's hot out. By 10 o'clock, we're ready to go. Paz can't go on the trails in the national park, so we make sure she's taking care of her business on her piece of carpet on the bow and has plenty of water in her bowl. We leave all the hatches open for a nice breeze for her, and also turn on a fan. But we do close the door to the cockpit so she can't go running out on deck while we're not around. For ourselves, we toss a couple of bottles of water, the camera, and a handheld VHF into a day pack and go for our excursion. We both wear swimsuits with a t-shirt for sun protection and wear sturdy hiking sandals. The trails generally have a lot of sharp rock, we've learned. We dinghy to the beach where the trail starts and toss out the anchor in knee-deep water. We get out, wade to shore with a day pack, and then stand to watch how the dinghy drifts in the wind and current. Darn, it's beaching itself. So I go back out, take the anchor out a little bit further, bury it well, and also shorten the rope. Good thing I wore the swimsuit as I ended up in water to my waist. It's not a long hike, and we explore a bit of the area. Then go back to the beach where we left the dinghy. Take a quick swim to cool off, and then it's back to the boat. We use our solar shower for a quick freshwater rinse in the cockpit, so we're not tracking salt into the salon. At noon, I fix lunch, and Dave gets out various tools for dealing with the water pump. Our email weather forecast has come in while we were gone this morning, so we look at that as we eat lunch. Nothing serious looming, but it looks like our trip the next day will have about 10 miles pretty much straight into the wind. Afternoon. Dave works on the pump, occasionally asking me to flip a circuit breaker or try the water faucet. I had hoped to do some bottom cleaning on the boat today, but he needs my assistance just often enough to make it impractical. Instead, I plot the route for tomorrow's trip. I use Garmin Homeport to do it on the laptop and then transfer it to the chart plotter with an SD card. a double check by looking at the route on our Explorer paper charts. As long as the charts and books are out, I do a bit of research on other nearby anchorages we might enjoy. Other days, I might write posts for the boat galley. At the same time I'm doing the chart work, I bake a loaf of whole wheat bread for sandwiches. There's no stores in the national park. I also make a loaf of zucchini bread that we can eat as breakfast underway tomorrow. The two can fit in the oven at the same time, so I don't have to heat up the boat twice. I make some potato salad that we'll have with dinner, and I run the water maker. By 5 o'clock, Dave has the pump fixed. Turned out to be the pressure switch, so he just had to clean up the contacts and didn't have to swap out the pumps. He also found some problems in how the pump was mounted and corrected them. This is how a one-hour job takes three, but hopefully we'll avoid some problems in the future. Now all the tools are put away, and everything that had to be moved to get to the pump has been put back. Good news. There's still time to take Paz to the beach for a nice long walk and some wading. We try hard to get her some exercise the day before we're going to be traveling, so she's tired and happy to nap while we're underway. By 6 o'clock, we're back on the boat, and again a quick rinse to get the salt off. And Paz gets rinsed too. She's not just salty, but has rolled in the sand numerous times. We sit in the cockpit with a cold beer, and I finish up dinner while Dave takes the motor off the dinghy in preparation for tomorrow's journey, puts it on the stern rail, and then raises the dinghy and the davits and straps it down. At 7:30, we have dinner in the cockpit, and then we watch the sunset. We talk a bit, and then Cindy from Pablo's Girl texts us on her DeLorme in reach to see where we are. Yes, our paths are going to cross on Thursday night, and we make plans to share a happy hour. Dave and I spend a bit of time just talking, but we want to get underway tomorrow at sunrise, so it's an early evening. So that's pretty much it. Some normal life stuff, like cooking, cleaning, and making plans with friends, and some routine chores because of living on a boat and or being in an out-of-the-way anchorage. Dog grooming, raising, lowering, gassing the dinghy, making bread, route planning, weather checking, and running the water maker. Then there's the unexpected boat work and having to fix the pump instead of the planned work on cleaning the bottom. Finally, we had two bits of fun, the hike to the well and taking Paz to the beach. Life is good on a cruising boat. Until next time, then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.